You're listening to Your Ultimate Life with Kellen Flukiger, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hey, welcome to the show today, Your Ultimate Life. You know, this beautiful picture behind me, that's not AI, that's real life. And that house, that white car there, I used to own that house behind there. That's when Joy and I lived in Phoenix for many years. And we sold that when we moved up to Canada. But I love that picture. Beautiful sunshine. I use that today because I want to talk about sunshine and creation and opportunity and growth. Like in the U.S., now I live in Canada, you know that, but I'm also, Joy and I are both also U.S. citizens. And so we, of course, paid attention to the election that just took place. And what's interesting to me, and this isn't going to be a political show, but what's interesting to me is the level of doom and gloom that the people who lost the election are exhibiting, like blaming voters and calling people names like they were before. And you can be on either side of this, but that kind of stuff just doesn't create power. It doesn't create unity. It doesn't create any growth together. And I don't know, maybe it demonstrates the idea that some believe that there's no way to move forward with people whose views are that different. I don't know. But anyway, it's going to be interesting to watch from up here. Today, I want to talk about the idea of creation, and this is really appropriate given the significant change that the U.S. has just had. But it's really more important for your life because you and I, other than voting, which I hope you did, don't create a ton of outcomes. What we do is we create our own lives. Now, there's lots of talk, and I say this too, about you create your life. You do. And it's in very, very deep and profound ways. So today's going to be a little woo-woo. We're going to get into energetics and how our ideas and thoughts affect reality. And first, I'm going to tell you a story. So there's this guy, he's a Harvard PhD. He's a friend of mine. And he invented a mind mapping machine that wasn't just about being a lie detector, but it could dig into your brain and see about memories and whether or not you had a certain memory and so forth. So it was a super high-powered, sophisticated lie detector, and it was used by the FBI and the CIA in work finding terrorists and terrorist stuff. So it's quite legit and very powerful and very useful, and did a number of successful, you know, terrorist plot interdictions and that sort of thing. The reason I mention that is I'm not going to talk about terrorists today either. What I am going to talk about is some other research that this guy who did that conducted, and that is this. Plutonium is the stuff that makes nuclear explosives, right? And we know that. And there's a certain isotope of plutonium, plutonium-420. And the numbers after isotopes like carbon-14 and plutonium-420 and cesium-137 and all that sort of stuff, my chemistry nerd has shown a little bit. But anyway, they refer to the atomic weight. And the atomic weight is the sum of the number of protons and neutrons that are in the nucleus. That's how heavy something is. So plutonium-420 has a 420 neutrons and protons in the nucleus. So it's quite a large atom because hydrogen, like, you know, has one proton, and carbon has, you know, 12, or regular carbon doesn't. Carbon-14 is a radioactive isotope of carbon, which has extra neutrons and then decays. It's radioactive, and that's how they do carbon dating. But anyway, plutonium-420 is also a radioactive isotope. A radioactive means that it emits gamma radiation, and it does that in the context of decaying. And plutonium-420 emits alpha particles, and it emits them on a very predictable rate. So if you have a blob of plutonium-420 and you have a plate where you can detect these alpha particles that are emitted periodically, plutonium-420 decays at a certain rate, like the speed of alpha particle emission, is constant. It's been measured a zillion times, and that's one of the ways that you can measure things is by the decay of nuclear emissions with all radioactive materials. That's how they, like I said, carbon 14, that kind of predictable decay is how they date things and say it was 10,000 or 20,000 or so old because of how fast carbon 14 decays. So here's the interesting thing as a prelude to what we're going to talk about today, and that is this known decay rate of plutonium 420 was the subject of several experiments at Harvard, and that was this. The question was, if I sit there and think about it, if I look at this plutonium 420 and I think about it, can I change this rate of decay, this rate of alpha particle emission? Now, I hope I'm not too chemically, you know, down in the weeds here, but just think about it. So there's an atom sitting over there, a big one, plutonium 420, actually a zillion of them because it's in a blob. And the decay rate is well known, well established, and tested forever. And so the question was, can I think about it and change it? Now, that might seem ridiculous, but the question was in earnest, and the test was very carefully controlled, and it's been done many, many, many times. And here is the both surprising and not surprising conclusion. If you sit there and think, your intention can alter the decay rate of plutonium 420 as measured by that plate that detects alpha particle decay. So that's a long and complicated explanation to say what you think has real effects in the world. So real that you can actually change the molecular decay rate of plutonium 420. What? Yeah. So think about that. Now, he wrote a book called The Science of Creating Miracles, and it's really all about all the scientific evidence that has been gathered about our ability to think, wish, intend, focus on something, and that goes out of us in ways that we can't measure yet, and it goes out of us in such a powerful way that it literally affects the energetics of the environment around us. So measuring the decay of plutonium 420 is a laboratory way to measure that. But let's think about some practical ways that are in your own life, because after all, we're here to talk about creating your ultimate life, a life of purpose, prosperity, and joy that you love every day, that creates you a life purpose, creates all the cash you want, and is joyful to live. So if by thinking about it, you and I can affect something like nuclear decay rates, then it stands absolutely to reason that the same intention, the same power, the same focus can affect other things in the energetic realm. And of course, everything's created from energetics. Everything is energy. So you think, well, then how can I apply that? Well, one way that people talk about applying it in terms of your mind is they'll start saying affirmations to say positive things to sort of try to create positive outcomes, and those don't work. And I'll tell you why they don't work. The truth is that you believe something else. So the energy that we send out comes from what we believe, not what we say. If you know exactly what I mean when I explain it this way. If you're having a conversation with someone and they tell you something, but there is an energy, maybe it's slight, subtle body language or something energetically that tells you there's a mismatch. You know something's not true. That's because the energy of their belief, the truth, is leaking out all over the place, and what they say doesn't make any difference. Another example that you'll recognize is maybe you or someone else will walk into a room. You're sitting in a room and you're facing away from the door, and someone walks in the room and they are really upset and there's a lot of negative energy around them. You can feel that before you even turn around. And that's before they grunt or groan or make any noise at all. The energy coming in a room, you can feel that. You know it, you've done it. On the other hand, if someone comes in really joyful and happy and carrying positive energy, you can feel that also. Now, I'm not going to try to explain that. What I am going to do is understand how we can use that truth. It's scientifically true, demonstrated over and over in the lab. You have demonstrated it to your own protection when you sense the difference between what someone's saying and what their intention is. You know, they're saying something and their intention is not that. And maybe that's protected you and kept you safe. The notion of spiritual psychology, that's the study. Spiritual psychology is a study of this awareness and our ability to use this kind of energy to change stuff. Well, in order to change anything, I have to be aware of it. I have to understand it. So we're going to talk today about how to become aware of your energy. And this book the guy wrote, he called this energetic field around us the conscious unified field. Now, that's a big honking set of words, but think about what it means. A conscious field means there is intelligence in this energetic field. Unified means it is the same everywhere. It goes through and everything. And one of the interesting discoveries in space is that the vacuum, the emptiness of space, isn't empty at all. It's seething with particles that come into existence and then disappear all the time. Zero point energy, these quantum fluctuations. And you've heard all those things in science fiction things. But quantum fluctuations are real, and particles do pop in and out of existence even in the vacuum of space. And so that means it's not really empty. So then the question is, wow. If the whole thing, the vacuum of space and the entire universe is seething with energy, then you and I know there's an infinite amount of energy. Therefore, anything can be created. Every possibility already exists. So that's fine and fun for a science fiction movie and for that sort of thing. But let's bring it down to ground. I want you to think of a day where you've got out of bed and you got up and you're going about the day, and for some reason, you feel on fire. You feel really good. You feel focused and capable and powerful. And as you go through the day, things just seem to go well. Everything feels like there's a tailwind. And you started with that positive intention and energy. And there are other days when you get up and have the opposite, and it affects everything negatively. Think about conversations in a relationship. You go into a conversation, you have this expectation that it's going to be a bad one, and it's sure enough, it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. So we all have dozens, maybe hundreds of examples about where this stuff that we're talking about, our intention, our focus, our energy, affects everything. So let's figure out how to turn this into something useful so you can master this tool and use it to create the kind of life you want. The second thing I want to lay as groundwork is something you might call inherited belief systems. I call it your B-deep, your context straitjacket. It's the set of things that you believe about life, about others, about possibility. I use the acronym BDEEP, your beliefs, your definitions, your experiences, your expectations, and your perceptions. Your BDEEP, you weren't born with one, but growing up and all the, you know, the stuff that we've had happen to us, we create this. We create a context straitjacket. And the effect of this is it limits what we believe is possible. It limits what we attempt. It limits what we achieve. It limits how much money we make and how successful we are and everything else. But not because the limitations are imposed by outside. They're imposed from inside of us. And so this whole work of coaching and of helping people realize, I say this often, help you realize who you really are. So let's say for a moment, play a game with me here. If you knew, I wrote this down, so I'm going to read this. Let's say if you knew that you had power, you really did, if you really knew you had power to create anything you want, you knew that you had that power, And you knew that you had to learn how to use it, because it wasn't like waving a Harry Potter wand or snapping your fingers, but that there were some processes you needed to learn, but that you had the power to create anything you want. You'd spare no effort to learn how to use it. You'd climb any mountain. You'd do anything. If you really knew, I have that power, I got to learn how to use it. Okay. So the truth about it is both the science and the metaphysics teach us that we do have that power. So the question for you and for me is, are we willing to do the work to learn to use it? To manifest, that's the buzzword that everybody uses, but to create what you want. Now, this context straitjacket, or your inherited belief system, is nothing, it's not very complicated. It is the total of all the crap that's happened to you in your life. It's how you interpreted all that, and it forms the boundary, the box that you believe you operate in. It forms the limitation of where you think you belong, what you deserve, what you can have, what you can't have. Stories about money, stories about worth, stories about fear. You're afraid, or you could be, I was, afraid to be seen, afraid to be wrong, afraid to be laughed at or ridiculed, fearful that you don't belong. All of those things are created. Nobody was born with that. All of that stuff is limitation. It's a box that we build, and we build it for good reason. Our experiences have taught us that. Now, there's this principle of limitation, and it goes like this. I'll tell you a little story. There's a fish in the ocean, and it's hungry, and it's swimming around, and it sees a nice big fat shrimp on the ocean floor, and it goes down to get the shrimp, right before it gets the shrimp, a bigger fish comes and just knocks it out of the way, maybe hurts the fish and eats the shrimp. Scares the fish, so the fish swims far away to another place. And now it's really hungry. It's looking around for food, and lo and behold, it sees a shrimp on the bottom of the ocean. But before it goes to eat that shrimp, it looks around and says, wow, this temperature is about like what it was before. And the water color and temperature and feeling and all of it, it looks about the same. So right before it eats the shrimp, it gets scared and turns and runs away and stays hungry. Now, that might sound like a silly story, but that's what we do all the time. We assume that stuff that's happened before is going to happen again. We assume that limitations that existed before occur now, even though the situation is different. The day is different. The time is different. Our experience is different. And we assume all these things. That is the same, excuse me, as this principle I'm talking about, which is this inherited belief system. Now, the word inherited means like it came from somebody else. And there's some ideas about generational trauma and things that are passed down generationally. And maybe there's some truth to that. I'm not going to talk about that right now. What I am going to talk about is the stuff we create for ourselves based on our interpretation of events that happen to us. Now, what does all this have to do with creating your ultimate life? Creating a purpose, owning a purpose, creating prosperity, which is love, it is relationships, it's money, all the things you need to enjoy your life, and then to have joy every single day. Well, it has everything to do with it. Because this whole straitjacket that we live in creates a bunch of automatic thought patterns, like the fish story. Things where we assume things are going to work a certain way when the circumstances are different. We actually have no idea what they're going to work like, but we allow these thought patterns to get in our way. And most of the time, we do it unconsciously. We just assume, based on our observation, this is all going to be the same. And we don't know that. So what I want to talk about today, as I say, you create what you believe, not what you say, is I want to have a better understanding with you together about how to use these truths that your energy can create. It can change things. And we have to be aware of this automatic assumption that we do, our context straitjacket, the kinds of things that we believe automatically, and they're often subconscious, right? We think something bad's going to happen, and it's below our conscious mind because we've seen this over and over again. So automatically we assume, think about a dog. If someone has hit a dog more than once, the dog's used to, you know, a certain motion means pain. You know it because the minute you move a certain way, the dog recoils. And then you know, oh, that dog's been hit before, probably many times. So you say, okay, that's an automatic pattern. And we do that too. Only we do it to our detriment. We do it when there's no danger. We do it when there's no problem. We do it and we do it so much that it gets in the way of creating success. All right, so now you understand the the setup. Every person breathing air has that setup. Here's the master key. Most people don't do anything about that. If I talk to someone and I explain this to them, I say, yeah, I know, I'm aware of that. And then they go about their life living reactively, reacting to stimulus, making these unconscious assumptions about their own worth, their own capability, their own ability to create small things or amazing things, and nothing ever changes. Well, and it never will, because if we keep doing what we've been doing, then of course we're going to continue to get the same results, right? So what are the steps? The first step is awareness. I've given you that. I've handed you awareness. You are programmed. You're programmed from the time you're little. You must be. Your environment, the people around you, your family, your school, your religious system, all those things program you in a particular way. And I'm not saying all that programming is bad. You learn to walk. That's programming. You learn if you walk out in the street, you're going to get hit by a car. All those things are good programming. The awareness comes when you realize, or I realize, hey, I wonder if this programming is really serving me. Is it really helping me build what I want to build and be who I want to be in the world? Is that really helping me? Now, that's a question worth thinking about. And here's some ways to recognize the answer. If you think of an idea, if you look at 2025 coming up in a couple of months or month and a half, and you say, I want to create more money, because most business owners are worried about more prospects, more money, more cash. Most people like me, coaches, consultants, authors, visionaries, artists are thinking, how do I reach more people? How do I get more money? Every business owner, how do I make more clients, make more money? Now, there's a whole episode where we have done already about how money's not the answer to everything. But for the moment, let's just roll with it. Right behind that goal, another goal that's very powerful that gets said all the time is, I'm going to get in shape. You know, there's an obesity epidemic. Maybe you've struggled with food, or you've got an emotional relationship with it and it's not healthy or something. I don't know. Or maybe you've got a relationship problem. You have relationships that you've sabotaged over and over again. I had that problem. I was married and divorced 3 times before I figured out who I was and what was going on in my own life and the depression I'd been struggling with and how that led to a bunch of self-sabotage. So we all have these things. Step one is to know, wow, I have this thing. I have this learned behavior. I have this automatic set of beliefs. It doesn't matter. Who cares where it came from? It doesn't matter. So this is not about laying on a therapist's couch and doing age regression or hypnotic regression and going back and finding this, that, and the other. I'm not saying you should never do that. Maybe there's situations with trauma and EMDR and other kinds of therapy where that's important. But for the most part, where it came from doesn't matter. Who cares? It's the first awareness as well. I have a habit of behavior that's not serving me. I'll give you an example that's in my own life. I love doing music, creating songs, and so forth. If you want to hear some, go on Spotify and put my name in, or Apple or Amazon. I've got 91 songs out. I used to have a fear of singing solo singing in my song. So I would put off and procrastinate doing the vocal tracks and agonize over them and do them over and over again because I had this story that they had to be a certain way, and I was really harsh about how they needed to sound. Needless to say, that made my production schedule really slow and really long, and it shied me away from doing vocal stuff. I did a lot of jazz and a lot of EDM and other kinds of music that didn't involve vocals. Now, the last 35 or 40 songs I've done have all been vocal because I've overcome this. But that story prevented me from writing and singing and performing a lot of music that I wanted to. Okay, now, the title of today's episode is you create what you believe, not what you say. There's a perfect example. I said a million times to myself, I want to do this music. I want to do this music. I want to sing. I want to. My beliefs were, I don't know if I can do this. I don't know if it'll sound good. I'm scared. What if people laugh at me? What if I suck? What if? You know those stories, right? And so that conflict between what I was saying, what I said that I wanted, and what I believed, the beliefs are going to win only always. Always, always, always. So we've got to go down there and explore those. And this is where this awareness comes in. If you find yourself repeatedly failing, repeatedly making excuses, repeatedly running into barriers and obstacles, and oh, every time I try, there is an unconscious belief pattern at play. So then the question is really simple. What am I believing that gives this power? What is it that I'm believing that makes this thing I say I want to do so hard? And this takes some reflection, and maybe I found it to be really useful to do this with a coach. Some of it I did for really destructive behaviors like addictions I had and so forth with a therapist. I found it for exploring my real potential best with a coach because it's like, think of it this way. There's a huge difference between therapy and coaching, just like there is between a doctor and a personal trainer. If I'm broken, my Achilles tendon is sore or torn, or I broke a bone or something, I need to go get a doctor and I need to get some work done to fix the brokenness. After that's fixed, and maybe I need a physical therapist to get rehab back to where it's okay. So that is the place for the doctor and the therapist and that sort of thing. But you don't keep going to the doctor if you're training for an Olympic event. Their specialty is fixing what's broken. Same thing with shrinks and counselors. Their work, their bent, the stuff they've studied is to take us when we're broken, and I was there too, and get us to where we're functional and okay. If you want to get to your maximum performance, then you go get a coach if you're going to the Olympics, if you're going to make a ton of money, if you're going to create new business, if you're going to like put your message in the world. My commitment this year is to reach 300 million people and help you create wealth and impact. I'm not seeing a therapist for that or a doctor. I get good coaching. Why? Because a coaching is about elevating you to your Olympics, whether it is a physical sport or the kind of thing that I'm doing. It's a message, sport, encouragement. Now, this is an invitation for you. If you're a messenger, if your life experience has brought you to a place where you have something you really want to share with a broad audience, I'd like to talk to you because I love having people, knowing people. Sometimes I have them on my podcast or this show, but I love knowing people who've been through things and create their message. So let's keep going. After you're aware that you've got these destructive behavioral patterns, that are sabotaging your growth and getting in the way, making excuses why you're afraid or why you procrastinate. Fear, procrastination, and self-sabotage, that kills more dreams than anything else. Anything else. And it manifests in all kinds of story things. So then when you ask the question, what am I believing that gives this behavior its power? Like, nobody forces you to procrastinate or to go watch TV, binge on Netflix instead of writing your book, or, you know, go eat instead of prospecting for your business. And that kind of thing. Nobody forces you to. Your fears, an internal story does. When you're aware, gee, that's some story going on, then it's fair to ask the question, what am I believing here? Then you have to realize there is a process. There's a process to overcome that. And here's how you start it. One side of the equation is being a victim. Victim mindset, victim consciousness. The other side of the pendulum is creator, creation, ownership. I'm a victim of circumstance, or I'm a creator from circumstance. Now, if something happens that you don't like, and or to me or you, and we sit around and we complain about it and we blame others and we bitch and moan, we have become and we are behaving as a victim of circumstance. If we ask a different question and we say, wow, this happened, it's not what I wanted, what can I create? What miracle can I create from this pile of crap? In fact, I don't even know it's a pile of crap. What can I create from this? Now, you might think that's a silly question and say, like I used to, duh, this is obviously a pile of crap. There's no way that it cannot be a pile of crap. That is never true. Never, never, ever, ever, ever true. There is always opportunity. In every failure lies the seeds of equal or greater success. I did not coin that quote. I'm quoting somebody and I don't know who it is. In every setback or failure or struggle lie the seeds of a greater success. The question is, am I willing to take ownership and start taking action? Everybody has a lens. Like, here's just a pair of reading glasses, right? And when I put them on, things change. They're magnified a little. If I put on polarized sunglasses, it blocks out UV rays and things look different. You and I, we each have a set of lenses. We view every experience, every conversation, every possibility, every single day through those lenses. The first thing is to recognize that you've got glasses on and that they color everything you see. The second thing is to realize everybody else has got glasses on and they see the same things that you see, only they see them different because their glasses are different. The third thing to realize is you can take them off. You can put on a different pair. You can change them. You are not stuck with the glasses you currently have or the interpretations or the feelings. None of that is permanent. It is what is today. But you weren't born that way. You created it. Maybe for self-defense, maybe for whatever, but you created it. Just that knowledge says, I'm not a victim of this. I own it. I own this circumstance. I can create anything I want from this. Now let's go back to the plutonium 420. If I focus on a circumstance that's in my life, and I say, I'm unwilling to settle for where this is right now. I am using my intention and my focus to alter these circumstances, to change the decay, the alpha particle decay, okay, to change the trajectory of my life. Now, this, I know it sounds sort of woo-woo, and it is. And for a long time, it was dismissed as nutcases. But parapsychology people, religious leaders, and others forever have known this truth. Now we finally proved it in the laboratory. And what that means is me and you were left without excuse. We have no excuse. Period. Now, you're free, and so am I, to stay where we are, to ignore this powerful truth. One of the things I love helping people with is to reframe their lives in terms of their opportunities and power instead of their negative circumstance and weakness. Your opportunity is infinite. You have the ability right here, right now, to change that habit, whatever it is, of thinking about your life, your possibilities, your creative palette in a certain way. You can change that right now. You may not change it completely. It may not be permanent. It may take 1,000 repetitions. But if I go to the gym and I want to get a certain part of my body built up, it doesn't happen because I just look at the weight machine and I become aware of its existence. I have to get somebody to show me how to do it right, and then I have to go do the reps. Changing our accessing our ability to change the world, to change the creative force, to access the creative force is the same thing. You need to get somebody that knows how to do that to help you. And that's one of the things I love doing, and here's how I go about it. I'll listen to someone. I'll ask them what they want, why they don't have it already, what they've already tried, what are the barriers and so forth. And in that kind of conversation, and it goes on for a while, but that's the kind of questions, it becomes really clear what barriers they have put up, how they're living in a victim mindset has gotten in the way of creating the ultimate life they want. And this is where what you speak and what you believe come in conflict. Because if you think that you're just going to say, okay, I don't believe that anymore, it's not enough. It's a start, but it's not enough. Because if the energy in you is, that's bullshit, it won't happen. Yeah. All right, I'll look in the mirror and say, I believe every day. Then your beliefs and your actions are in conflict, and your beliefs will win every time. Now, one of the books that I wrote that I'd like you to get, it's called The Book of Context. I talked earlier about your context straitjacket. The Book of Context is a book that is specifically written for one thing and one thing only. It's how to access and change those deep beliefs, how to identify them and how to access them and how to go through a process. It's outlined in the book about exactly how to change them. The Book of Context. If you change your beliefs, then just like, you know, willing plutonium to change, you can literally will the energy in the universe to begin to create the things you want. Now, one of the frustrations everybody feels about that is we can't snap our fingers and do it right this minute. It takes however long it takes, right? I can't will an acorn to turn into an oak tree in 5 minutes. The growth process takes what it takes. It's governed by the same laws, the universal laws that say that my energy can influence particle decay. Your influence, your energy, your real belief energy, not your mouth energy, your belief energy can create your wealth, purpose, prosperity, joy. You can create that. One of the things that's most interesting to me about coaching is that people will come often, in fact, I would say by far the majority, and they're looking for coaching that is, okay, do these 5 things and then you'll have more prospects, more money, more success, more clients, better health, whatever. Do these 5 things and then you'll have that. And it comes because we live in a world where we've been lied to about the easy button, about the idea that all we have to do is push the easy button, download and double click, and suddenly the answer, the solution is right before us. And the dangerous part is it happens without effort. And then we make up stories like, well, if it's too hard, it must not be right. It's got to be simple. It's got to be easy. Well, it is simple, but it is not easy. It took us however many years to accumulate the beliefs, this context straitjacket that it did, and it's going to take some time to get rid of it. Fortunately, it doesn't take anywhere near as long to get rid of it, to change it, to access it, and create it differently. It doesn't take anywhere near as long to do that as it did to create it. And the reason is simple. We did not create it with intention. It was accidentally created by our interpretations of life over many years. When you become aware of it and you consciously focus on what you're believing about your own capability, what you can and can't do or have or create, your wealth, your worth, your relationships, when you realize, man, I'm creating this, and you focus that energy on it, it can change much faster, 10 times as fast, and maybe faster than that. So the good news is it doesn't take forever. The other good news is you're in control. The other good news is no one can take it away from you or prevent you from doing that. The bad news, if there is any, and it isn't really bad news, is it's not instant. You have to do the work and do the process. Okay, if you want to get strong, you got to go to the gym more than once. If you want to be able to swim, you got to do more laps. I remember when I first started learning to swim, you know, many laps and stuff like that, I was amazed at how hard that was for me. And I thought I was in pretty good shape. It's a whole different set of muscles and requirements, and I had to do it a lot to get, to get any good at it. And I never became a great swimmer, but that was an example where I was stunned by the effort that four or five laps took in the pool to start with. Now, there's some other things that I want to give you before we get done today. The first is there's one key that unlocks the speed of this kind of work, going from victim mindset to owner mindset. One of them is self-love. Now, you're a divine being. You're a child of God. We all know that intuitively. Maybe we believe we've lost or we're too far. We've made too many mistakes. I used to believe that, so much so that I had a couple of suicide attempts in my dark years. It's not true. You're worthy, you're loved, and you're capable. Those are facts. The work is coming to believe that. Coming to believe that. There is no time. I don't care what's come before. You matter now. And you can still, right this minute, have big impact as you discover, develop, and create with your own gifts, talents, and life experience. It is worth every effort to discover your own limitations, to discover the belief patterns and systems that you have right now that are in your way. And when people say, I'm getting in my own way, this is what they're talking about. I want to do something, and the underlying beliefs that I have are smacking me upside the head all the time, telling me I can't, telling me to be afraid, telling me I'm going to fail over and over again. And that keeps repeating in this cycle. And the cycle is destructive. A big antibiotic, if you will, to that disease is self-love. So here's a simple exercise to start with. Tomorrow morning, go to the mirror. Set your timer for 3 minutes. Look in the mirror in your own eyes and say to yourself, I love you. And repeat it and say it slowly and carefully. Now, at first, it might sound hollow or stupid. You might laugh. You might want to look away. I had a client that told me he'd rather put his hand in a meat grinder because it was so hard to do to start with. But what that same client told me some weeks later was that it changed everything about his life. It changed his relationship with one of his kids, got rid of some estrangement. It did a whole bunch of stuff. And that was because he began to access the power of self-love, realizing that you, right here, right now, are valuable, you're worthwhile, you're capable, you're loved, you're lovable, you're worthy, you're worthwhile, you're amazing, and you have gifts and talents. But I'll bet you almost any amount of money that you have not been accessing the power that you have. You have not been fully using tools and skills that you feel intuitively you have. Instead, you've been allowing that context straitjacket to get in your way, to block your progress, and prevent you from moving forward. Now, fear, guilt, shame, all of those kinds of things disconnect us from that love. The antidote to that is forgiveness. Now, I'm not going to do an episode right now on forgiveness. We've just got a few minutes left. But I am going to give you another book to read. My learning to access the true and real power of deep and complete forgiveness changed my life. So earlier I recommended you use the book of Context to change your deep beliefs. I have another book called Forgiveness, not the book of anything, Forgiveness, A Journey of Courage to a Place of Freedom and Power. Both of those books I wrote out of the desperate need that I had to access those truths. And so they tell you what I did and how it worked. And I can tell you that it has worked completely. And so nothing stands in the way now of enjoying deep and pure self-love. That then creates my ability to access control instead of living in the victim mindset. So as you think about winding this year down and beginning to create next year, let's start from a new place. Let's get rid of the old thinking that you are somehow not good enough, that you're not worthy, that you have failed, that you aren't going to, you know, you can't create even unimaginable greatness. Like, you can create whatever you want, and there's a road, and there's a process, and there's, you know, a journey. It isn't going to happen automatically. These changes are sometimes difficult, but I promise you, it's worth every single effort. Start to become aware of these unconscious behaviors, unconscious beliefs that limit every single one of us until we become aware of them. Wow, look what I'm believing. And then we do the work to replace them, reading the Book of Context or in some other way. And then we do the work of forgiveness to eliminate the guilt, shame, and pain, anger, frustration directed toward others or ourselves. All of those pieces of energy are low grade. They're low vibes. They don't build. They don't lift. They don't bless. They don't create ultimate anything except ultimate pain. I want to invite you to do two things. There's a website, yourultimatelife.ca. Yourultimatelife.ca, yourultimatelife.ca. Please go there. Go there and get the 5 master keys to creating your ultimate life. There's no money involved, but if you're going to exercise the keys, there's a lot of work involved. You're going to have to do some processes. It's not download and double click. It is download and double click to open it, but it's not download and double click to solve these difficult things. The second invitation is get the help you need. If you want me to help you, reach out. Go to Kellen Flukiger Media. Kellen Flukiger Media, just my name, kellenflukigermedia.com, and it'll show you the books I've got, but it also has an email for contact. Helping you change the game about your ability to create, that's all I do. I'm doing nothing else in my entire life. That's it. My morning tonight is spent in this project, reaching 300 million people, helping you create the life you want. Purpose, prosperity, joy, love, peace. You can have it no matter who won whatever election, no matter what stuff happens around you. It doesn't control you or me unless we allow it to. And learning that we have those controls, oh, what a blessing. And then grabbing, I'm going to control this. And it doesn't allow us to control others. That's on them, but it allows us to control ourselves, our feelings, our creation, our opportunities, our outcomes. Everything is in your hand. And I ask you at the beginning a simple question. If you knew that you have power to master all the things that I've talked about, and create purpose, prosperity, joy, love, happiness, not once in a while, but every day, would you do it? So you do have that power. You're a divine being. The controls are in your hands. Becoming aware that you have that power is step one. Making a choice to access that power is step two. Think of just one area right now where you think you're being enslaved by those subconscious behaviors and make a choice to notice it. Wow, oh, there I am thinking or feeling that. And then embrace your role as the architect, the empowered creator of your life. And grab a hold and fiercely own your beautiful ability, your power, your divine capability, your infinite potential. Own it now. Because it's going to stay dormant until you take controls. Nobody's going to do it for you. But the best news of all is nobody can keep you from doing exactly what you want. Reach out. I'd love to get to know you. And above all, take ownership of your life. Get out of this unconscious behavior and move ahead boldly, immediately, and clearly to create your ultimate life.
You're listening to Your Ultimate Life with Kellen Flukiger, only on LA Talk Radio.